It's Dear Instructional Designer, episode 27. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Dear Instructional Designer, the show about the instructional design journey. I'm your host, Kristen Anthony. It's season 2 of Dear ID, a season committed to exploring the tools, technologies, and solutions we use to build experiences. And today I want to explore 3 prototyping tools that you can use to help communicate your ideas. You've heard several guests on this show talk about how, as we're trying to convince clients to try out a new idea, or even just trying to convince them to pick you to work on their project, showing always proves more valuable than simply telling them. And I agree wholeheartedly with that idea. But I noticed that something we haven't explored on this show is how to show. Of course, you could just build out the thing that you're trying to show, but that's a risky move. At that point, you've spent some time and possibly some money on making a high-fidelity prototype that may ultimately be rejected. If you're a proponent of the successive approximation model, or if you just believe in rapid prototyping while you're with a client or a SME, both things that I found super helpful in my own work, I want to share with you some tools that can help you prototype your ideas quickly without the same investment as jumping right into your authoring tool. One tool that I've enjoyed is an app called Basalmeek Mockups. It's available as a web app or as a desktop app. I personally use the desktop version. Basalmeek is built to help you quickly make low-fidelity mockups. Now, what do I mean by high and low fidelity? Well, a high-fidelity prototype or mockup is built to look as much as possible like the finished product. So you'll have the finished colors, the typography, the images, everything that you would use in the final product, and you'll create the prototype with those. And that can be really helpful for some clients, but that takes a lot of time and energy on your part and can cost money if you have to purchase your assets. A low-fidelity prototype, on the other hand, uses simple shapes to represent the ideas, so you get an idea of the space and the positioning and the elements that will be on the page, but it doesn't look like the final product. I'll have some links in the show notes to help you visualize this, but suffice it to say that you can create a low-fidelity prototype quickly and cheaply, like free cheaply, which makes it a great first option to present your ideas. I like Basalmeek because it already has a library of elements that you might want to include, such as buttons, images, drop-down boxes, lists, radio buttons, and more, so all I have to do is drag and drop elements on the workspace to create a prototype. I've used this app when prototyping designs for my open source contributions, and it can be equally useful for e-learning work. As Joseph Suarez reminded us, our work in e-learning is really a form of web development, so we use basically the same elements, and a tool like Basalmeek can help you quickly prototype your idea for design. Another tool I like is a freemium online tool called Marvel. Marvel can be used to create high or low fidelity prototypes because you can either create simple shapes within the app or import images. But what I like about Marvel is that you can also prototype interactivity. So you can create hotspots over certain parts of your images to simulate clicking a button and going to another view, or clicking a drop-down and seeing a menu appear. And you can share these interactive prototypes with others. I had a chance to use this when I was working for a client during my time at a university. The client I was working with had an advisory group that they integrated early in the process to test our direction with the course. And one of the things that I did was create a prototype of an interactive on Marvel and test that out with users to see if the process made intuitive sense to them. One of the things that I noticed was that I did need to explain clearly that this is a prototype, not a full-fledged experience. But once folks understood that, it was extraordinarily helpful to get feedback from users on my interactive design without having to put in all of the work in the authoring tool. Last but not least, I want to mention a tool that you all are probably familiar with, PowerPoint. Like Marvel, PowerPoint can be used to create either high or low fidelity mockups. Since it isn't built specifically for prototyping, it takes a little doing, but you can definitely get the job done. You can also prototype interactivity using macros and actions, so you can prototype interactions like clicking on a button and going to another slide, or branching and stuff like that. This is a tool that you likely already have on hand, so it won't cost you anything. And again, you can prototype your ideas and share them with clients before you dive into the development process. Thank you so much for listening, folks. And before we go, I want to leave you with this. I offered you 3 prototyping tools in this episode, and I want to give you a bonus one here, pen and paper. EJ LeBlanc talked about that one. Especially if you're in the room with the folks you're working with, rapid prototyping by drawing right there with them is so effective. I've done this, others have done this using whiteboards or virtual whiteboards even and online meeting software, and this is just an amazing tool to quickly identify any potential problems with your designs before you've gone through that whole process of developing in your authoring tool. Look, in our development practice, prototyping is a really important method for efficiently sharing ideas with clients to get their input and buy-in. Whether you're a freelancer or you work in an organization, your ability to effectively communicate your idea for an interaction or experience, particularly if you're trying to push for something new or different than what the organization has done previously, is going to be correlated with your success in getting stakeholders to take the journey with you and create an experience that you know will be effective. It's always tempting to just jump into your authoring tool, but as I've written about before, that can definitely backfire for you. If you aren't exactly sure what form you want an interaction to take, or if you need to get feedback from your stakeholders, and we all do, prototyping is really the way to go. And this is where that concept of successive approximation comes in. Your prototypes will go from low fidelity towards higher fidelity, and at the end, you'll have the final product as you get more and more confident that what you're designing will solve the problem. Be comfortable with that process. I promise you that it will be an amazing part of your consulting and design toolkit. Hey, show me your prototypes. I'd love to see pics of how you prototype experiences. You can find me on Twitter, I'm @AnthChris, or you can send me an email at Kristen@DearInstructionalDesigner.com. Thank you so much and take care.